eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shit! Can't get enough of Boomer and Carton in the morning. Al Dukes and Jerry Recco are here with some sports news and updates they didn't have time to cover.
Here we go!
It's the Boomer and Carton Postgame Show with Al and Jerry.
All right, we're going to the podcast on a Tuesday. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
I had a very tough day today.
You did.
I did, because when I got here and parked, I realized I did not have my wallet, which meant, A, I didn't have money on me, and part of my plan today was to buy lunch, and, well, that's out the window, although we did get free food today, which worked out well for me. And two, and probably more importantly, I didn't have my pass to get into the building, which on the surface, not that big a deal. The guard let me in, all good. Bridget Quinn met me on the elevator, just we happened to show up at the same time, so she let me in. The problem is, throughout the course of the show in the morning, I need to go to the bathroom. You need your stupid pass to get in and out of our newsroom.
Right.
So, A, thank you for buying my parking at 10 o'clock. Because
you're welcome, Jerry.
As I was about to head downstairs with you, I realized, wow, no wallet, no money, no parking.
Right.
And B, I'd like to thank Bob Dwyer for constantly giving me his pass. So I feel I'm naked today.
Also weird, because now you're touching his pass, which he takes into the bathroom. Then you take it into the bathroom, then hand it back to him. It's kind of like, you know, Craig brings his pass but leaves it in his office during the show.
Yes.
And he asks for my bathroom pass when he has to defecate. And then
right.
I know
well,
he probably didn't properly wipe because okay. He had to be back in time. And then he hands it back to me.
There was none of that. There was none of that.
Okay, that's good.
This was, and Bob will attest, in and out of the bathroom in 30 seconds.
Just urinating.
There was nothing that you're talking about.
Got it.
So no defecation.
Okay.
Defamation, whatever the word is. None of that.
None of that going on.
I would not think that's fair to Bob.
All right.
Disgusting.
Yes.
So I'm almost through it. I got an hour and 20 minutes to go, and I can go home and find my wallet.
All right.
Did you ever lose a wallet?
No.
Never?
No.
You've never lost a wallet?
I've never lost
You've
a wallet.
You've misplaced a wallet once or twice.
I've forgotten my card to get in the building in the bathrooms. I have.
But you've never misplaced your wallet
no.
in your condo?
Nope.
How is that possible?
Because I have a spot for it when I walk in the door.
That's a great
answer.
And
I grab it when I'm leaving.
All right. Good answer. Maybe I should start that.
That's right.
Because I am just, I don't know where the hell it is.
I generally do not lose anything. I use pens until they run out of ink because I do not lose them.
Got it. So like the governor, he's had a pen for 18 years.
Yes.
You could have a pen for 18 years.
I could easily have a pen for 18 years.
Got it.
I wanted to address something though, Jerry. I handle the Twitter account for Boomer and Carton.
Yes.
The show account, the @BoomerandCarton.
Got it.
And when the governor is on, I get a lot of critical tweets sent to me.
I'm sure you do.
I just wanted to give you a rundown of some of the more common things that I get on Twitter on days when the governor fills in, and if I could give answers to them.
I could only imagine what these are going to say.
So they're all mostly the same. But let me run a couple things through.
Okay.
Number one, when one of the show hosts or both of the show hosts go on vacation, I do not pick the fill-in. I don't decide when the governor comes in. I don't decide when Chris Sims is here. I don't decide when Phil Sims is here. The radio station leaves that up to the host who is remaining. And when there's no Boomer and Carton, Mark Chernoff chooses that person.
Right.
So number one, I don't choose the person, whether you like them or not. Number two, the ratings do not go down when Governor Christie fills in for Boomer or when Phil Simms fills in for Craig.
How about that?
They don't. So as much as you can tell me how much you hate somebody, ratings-wise, it does not move.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And that's nothing against Boomer. As I said, when it's Boomer and Phil Simms, they don't move either.
Right.
I think that's all I had.
That's it. No, that's cool. By the way, I learned something this morning.
Yes.
Very interesting. I learned that you're not the one that doesn't want me to fill in.
Right. I would choose, in my world, the proper thing to do is if Boomer wasn't here, Jerry, you stay in the studio, and me and Eddie, we talk more than usual. All of us.
I agree.
And when Craig's not here, same thing. But the radio station doesn't like doing that, or the hosts don't like doing that.
Right.
I'm not sure which. Some combination.
Sure. All
so
good.
That's that.
That's that.
I wanted to get that out of the way, Jerry.
I think we got a couple of... How about this? We actually did some show-related stuff here in the first five minutes.
Yes, post-game-related things.
About time. God.
Now, back to what we normally do, Jerry.
A man in Wyoming cut his penis off, and he threw it down the air conditioning shaft.
Wow. That would be good.
Well, I mean, that's what we do.
That is what we do.
But is that not the story?
It's a close.
Oh.
This is a close
one. Kidding.
Modesto, California. A man set his underpants on fire in a Walgreens on Saturday, prompting a store evacuation. A man named Andrew, 45 years old, reportedly told the police in Modesto that he had an accident. And when he could not remove his underwear, he attempted to use a lighter to burn them off. He then tossed the burning underwear into a toilet, extinguishing the fire and generating enough smoke to fill the bathroom, to which set off the smoke alarms, to which set off people being run out of the Walgreens.
Wow.
He exited the store after admitting to employees that he had started the fire. Police found and arrested him in a nearby neighborhood.
What do you do with that?
Well, he was not arrested for doing what he did, but when they went to talk to him, they found out that Andrew had two felony warrants issued from nearby Sacramento.
Hmm.
Let me ask you this, Jerry. Have you ever pooped your pants as an adult?
I have not.
You have not?
No, I have not. Have you?
I have.
You have?
I have.
As an adult?
As an adult.
All right, hold on. Were you drunk?
No.
Were you on medicine?
Nope.
Were you preparing for a colonoscopy?
I was not.
Okay. Say yes to something.
No.
Please.
See, this is the thing, Jerry. As an adult, you've had times when you've really had to go and you were hoping you would make it.
Sure.
Right.
Of course. Well, and I have made it.
And you have.
Yes.
When you have one incident where it does not work and you do not make it, that will always be in your head when you have to go.
Yeah.
And I can explain my situation, Jerry. I was 28 years old. I was living in Florida. And an old girlfriend of mine, who I had remained friendly with, she was moving to Seattle.
Okay.
And I was helping her. It was her and her roommate. I was helping them box up stuff. So the girls ordered pizza. And I was eating this pizza, and it was rumbling in my stomach. But I thought, I'm not going to... They had a small apartment. I didn't want to use the bathroom when people were helping to pack up and move. And I just thought, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll be good to go. By the way, I had a brand new car at the time, which comes into play. So she lived in Tampa. I needed to go across the bridge past St. Petersburg I lived in a town called Oldsmar.
Right.
So as I'm driving over this long bridge, I think, you know what I'm going to do? I have my key card for the radio station I work at, which is just over the bridge. It was 2:00 in the morning. I thought, I'm not going to suffer this whole ride home. I'll stop off at the radio station, use the bathroom. There'll be no one at the radio station except for the one guy who's on the air.
Right.
I'll be on my merry way. So I parked in the parking lot, and as I'm walking towards the radio station building, you know, as you get closer to the toilet, the urge goes more.
Right. You feel like your body knows.
Your body knows. So I was running to the door, and as I was running, it
happened.
Mud.
Smelly mud.
Warm. Smelly mud. All, and it was flowing.
Oh, God. Are you kidding?
I got to a downstairs bathroom in this office building, and I got in the stall.
How mortified were you?
Well, my jeans were shot. My underwear clearly shot. My socks and my sneakers.
Oh, God, dude. Shot. Did you have diarrhea?
I did, very bad.
From the pepperoni or something?
From the pizza, something.
The oils just destroyed your insides.
Something.
There have been times where you get pizza from a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And there are extra oils on it. They cook it differently, and you feel it in your stomach.
Right.
I've never had the issue where I wasn't home when that happened.
Right.
So I've been fine. I could see how that could happen. The shame of it is you are so close.
So close.
And yet so far away.
But what do you do now? I'm in the bathroom.
And you've got no clothes.
And I have no clothes. It is 2:00 in the morning.
I think you run to your car.
In what?
Nothing. You streak nude to your car. What do you do?
Well, good question. What did I do, Jerry?
Took your shirt off and put your shirt around your junk?
Slid back into the jeans.
Oh! Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me get this visual.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2:00 in the morning.
Yes.
There's nobody around.
Office complex that housed the radio station.
Okay. And there's no cars around, right? It's pretty empty.
Couple cars.
Your car's there. How far would the walk have been from the exit to your... Like, it never dawned on you?
No, it did. It was... Well, here's the problem, too. This was in the era when, you know, it got to be no smoking in buildings.
Oh, so people could be outside.
Right. And the radio station... on-air guys would put a record on, come down and smoke it, and they'd stand right in front of the building.
So you, as an adult 28-year-old male...
Yes.
...put on a crap-stained pair of pants.
I had a slide...
Freshly crap-stained.
Yeah. And at that point, they were... It was cold. Luckily, I had a gym bag...
No, there's no luckily here.
I had a gym bag in my car. A brand new car, as
right.
I mentioned. I had a gym bag back there, so I knew I had clothes. So I ran out there. I ran back in.
What? You ran out and back
in my jeans.
Crap-stained
yes.
pants? Just go home.
My car was brand new.
Could you imagine if someone saw
no.
you? You smell that? Oh, yeah, it's me.
So I run back in. I grab the gym bag. I run back in. I take all my clothing. I put it in the garbage, but I'm not going to leave it in there.
Right.
So I then... clean myself with toilet paper in the sink.
This is coming from a guy who wipes down his desk every
yes.
time he comes because he's worried about germs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I threw all my clothing in the dumpster out back.
Lit a match.
And went back into my car and drove home.
Wow.
Yeah.
How bad did your car smell? Because while it was better, it was not good.
It was not good. I had a beach towel that I laid down on the seat, and I drove home with the windows open.
How'd you feel about yourself the next morning?
Not good. But the thing it really does is it plays its mind games on you now, because now, you know, I don't want to go to the bathroom here at work. So I'm like, oh, I'll wait till I get home. But that is always in the back of my head that it did happen one time.
That's horrendous, dude.
Yes.
That is brutal. Now, let me ask you, as you're driving home, so you
yeah.
just pooped yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? You've had poop running down your leg. Your sneakers are ruined because they're brown stained.
Sneakers,
now. Your socks are gross.
No, they're all thrown out.
You've had the
I'm barefoot.
Indignity of actually having to put those pants back on
yes.
for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you say to yourself, because it had to have come across your mind, that's it, I'm done, no more of these crappy foods, I'm drinking water, and I'm... You
no.
never thought of that?
Did not cross
well,
my mind.
Well, have you ever, when you've had food poisoning, have you never had those thoughts, like, I'm not going to eat this crap anymore?
But normally the food poisoning would have to be something I vomit.
Yeah,
if I'm pooping it, it doesn't,
really?
Doesn't
See,
bother
I would think,
me.
I would think both ways.
Yeah, I
really
don't know.
Would.
It did not cross my mind. Back then, I did not think about anything that I ate at all.
Boy, that was back then, right?
Yeah.
You were fat and sloppy.
I wasn't fat yet.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet.
So your period of being fat or being heavy or
heavier,
over, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Was between what years then? You're probably, 47 now, so in your 30s?
2005.
You gained how much weight?
I think the most I was up to was like 177.
Oh, that's not heavy.
Yeah, that's the most I've ever weighed.
Oh, you make it seem, every time I've talked to you, you make it seem like you weigh 200 pounds and you ate a bag of potato chips had the bologna for lunch.
No, I used to eat whatever I wanted. And I was up to 177.
Well, that's not a big deal.
Not terrible.
No, you weigh you're almost 6 feet tall.
Oh.
So you were never heavy.
Oh. No, so, I would say that was heavy. I had a gut.
Yeah, but you weren't heavy.
All right.
You were probably right where you should be, as opposed to being now a frail, boneless, you know, fatless. I don't know what. I mean, you just, you know, you got pegs for legs.
Yes, I do have peg legs.
I mean, it's amazing. And that's you eat nothing but, you know, fresh kill.
That's why the poop ran right down my jean legs.
God damn, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it was very disgusting.
You feel better about yourself? You just gave to put that out there?
Yeah, I'm doing that in case there are other people who've had this
why
problem.
Why did you even think of that?
Because this guy, I did the story about the guy who,
oh, that's right,
who pooped his pants in the Walgreens and then lit his underwear on fire. I didn't think to light my clothing on fire.
I forgot how this whole thing started.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably should have done that.
Yes.
Because at some light point, some poor bastard's going to look in that thing and go, oh.
Like that dumpster.
Disgusting.
At least I didn't leave it just in the garbage in the bathroom.
I'll tell you, we started really well with just like show-related stuff.
Yes.
And boy, did we jump the tracks real quick.
Oh, went off quickly,
off
Jerry.
Off the rails.
Here's something interesting. People love to tan, Jerry. Self-tanner. You're not I don't see you as a tanning guy.
No, not really. I mean, I like going to the beach. I like laying out by the pool and jumping in the pool. But I'm not, I got to put, you know.
You do it for relaxation.
Yes.
You don't do it for.
I don't care about the complexion of the skin or anything like that.
You don't care if you're super white.
No.
Doesn't bother you.
No, now, in fairness, I've never had that type of skin.
Right.
So.
You do have an olive type skin in some ways.
Well, no, it is, yeah.
Your children as well.
Yes, although
you're
my
older,
younger, he's got the same skin I have, and my youngest a little fairer.
Yeah. My sister has one kid that's got very olive skin.
Okay. And the other ones?
The other ones not so much. This one, the one gal, though.
The one gal. And she had her with, like,
first.
With her husband?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, his family, his sisters have darker skin.
Got it.
So maybe she got it from them. Who knows?
It's
like that Italian olive skin.
Right on.
Very nice.
Yes.
Well, people that don't have that, Jerry, they do self-tanner and such. Here's an interesting thing, though, that people are doing. They're using Coca-Cola as a self-tanner.
What does that even mean?
It means they're taking Coca-Cola and pouring it all over their bodies, and the dye in the Coca-Cola does pigment the skin. People are self-tanning using Coke.
That's real comforting for people that drink Coca-Cola. What is it doing inside of you?
Tanning you.
And I love Coke.
Yeah.
Not that I drink it very often, but I do have it once in a while.
I love a Coke Zero.
So I have tan kidneys?
Something. Well, I'm not sure. Stomach, something.
Wow. You do, really? You drink Coke Zero?
Sometimes. Not a lot.
I would have
maybe
taken
once
you,
a week.
I would have taken you for like a club soda and slice of lime guy.
I do like a club soda and
Like a club soda and a slice of lime.
No,
yum.
No. Slice of orange.
Orange.
Yes.
Got it.
That's the way to go. So, yeah, people are self-tanning with this, Jerry. I can't imagine they're like...
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Like four people in Kalamazoo decided to try this and we read an article about them?
We don't know, Jerry. Enough people that someone made an article about it.
Where's
and that's enough
from?
For me.
Where's the article from?
It doesn't. This doesn't even have a byline.
Right.
These just come to my mailbox, Jerry. I don't know where some of these articles come from.
It's a good thing you didn't put that on the show sheet. Craig would have went to
delivered.
That before break.
When I get here at work in the morning, Jerry, there's a big package of show topics.
Got it.
And they're just in a package. This was in that package.
That was in the package.
With no other information. I would think it'd be sticky, though. I have a lovely tan, but my skin is sticky from the Coca-Cola. What do you think is worse? I hate when people go... You know what's worse? Diet soda is worse for you then. It's all chemicals.
It's all bad. I do believe there's probably more chemicals in the diet soda. So if you drink, I think people that have multiple cans of soda a day,
yes, trouble.
You're better off with the regular soda because I do think there are less chemicals in it. That having been said, I am with you. It's what it is. Craig, not water.
Craig's a big soda guy.
Yeah.
Bobby Dwyer, who works in the back.
Oh, my God, does he drink a lot of soda.
Slamming cans of Coke all day long.
Yeah, he does. I'm good for one Diet Coke, I would say, twice a week.
Yeah.
No doubt, twice a week.
I'm with you with Coke Zero, once a week, maybe twice a week.
Yeah. Other than that, I drink water for the most part and coffee.
And do you prefer a fountain soda or a bottle/can?
I prefer a can of Coke.
Really?
Yes, I do. More so than the fountain soda.
Well, I love a fountain soda.
I do, too. I would prefer the can of Coke, though.
All right. If you were going to self-tan with the Coke, would you go can of Coke or the fountain
I would go
soda?
Can of Coke. I feel like there's less water in it. I want to get as much syrup on the skin as possible.
Smart.
Yeah. Or stupid.
Jerry, I hate to break bad news to you this early. We're not even,
The day's almost over.
Haven't really officially hit summer yet.
Oh.
And yet UPS has come out and said that expect higher prices this Christmas season for your packages.
Okay.
Because they have to hire more people, more trucks, more airplanes. And they're passing that on to you.
So they have to buy more airplanes. So that's $2 billion. And my package price is going to go up a dime? I mean, good Lord.
Well, they're going to also need you to send more packages this year.
Well, that might help. Yeah, I'm not big on sending the packages. Now, with eBay, I have sold some things.
You have.
And, I like the idea of eBay because it's fun. You sell stuff, and you get that little cash register sounder when someone wins the bid or places a bid. It's all good. God, then it comes time to actually have to ship the thing.
Yeah, that's a pain in the neck.
It is such a pain in the ass.
Have you ever had trouble with an eBay transaction where, like, the person didn't pay right or the person complained once they got the package that it wasn't as they thought it was going to be?
Yes, about a month ago, I had a new pair of sneakers that I never opened. I got them for my birthday. I forgot I had them. And long story short, I figured, I might as well just I'll put them on eBay and try and get $40. I think the sneakers were $90 or something. And I got the 40. I think I put it up as a bid starting at $30. I think I got $45 for it.
All right.
Well, a week later, the guy that won the bid, and there were 7 bids on it from 7 different people. The guy that won it still hadn't paid me. Like, what do you do? So I sent him the message. I'm like, hey, I ain't shipping this until you pay me. And he wrote back, I'm so sorry. I'll send it tomorrow. I forgot. Another week goes by. Dude, I'm about to give you a bad rating. You got to pay me or whatever. And then he literally within 10 minutes, he paid me there. But like, why are you chase people?
Right.
Don't bid on it if you don't want it.
Right.
Annoying. And they're nice sneakers too.
Did you ever make purchases on eBay?
No. I've only sold. I've never bought anything. If I buy something online, I do it with the Amazon Prime thing. I'm a jig.
Right.
I bought.
That's what I do.
Because of the Alexa app. I have that now.
Yes.
So I buy stuff, find some good stuff too. Like I bought my son an ear, the jaw flap for the batting helmet.
Mm-hmm.
It was the only place I could find it. I went to Modell's. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. I went to Monkey Sports in Woodbridge. Nobody had it. Amazon had it.
Let's see if we can make someone's Alexa say something. Alexa, what's the weather? Be awesome.
By the way, if someone's listening to this in their living room, it's very possible.
Absolutely.
No doubt. So, is that it? I mean, you're looking out of stuff.
I was trying to think of other Alexa things I could tell their Alexa to do. But no, I am officially out of stuff. Jerry, you know when I'm doing using Coca-Cola as a tanning self-tanner that I've kind of hit the bottom of my articles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the warm-up show, if I do recall, Jerry, I remember like it was just hours ago.
It was about 4 hours
ago. Oh, 4 hours ago.
Yeah,
we did a terrific job.
Governor Christie back tomorrow? Or
he is not.
Back?
Boomer is back.
Boomer's back.
So lay off the Twitter, folks.
Leave us alone.
Leave me alone.
All right. But yeah, it was good. It usually is good.
The warm-up show? Yes, was very good today.
I suggest if you haven't checked it out, like you
all
do
right,
it now.
Check it out. It is up next here on the podcast.
Cool. It's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's just like Boomer and Carton without Boomer or Carton. Good luck with that.
All right, good morning on a Tuesday. This portion brought to you by ADT. What's up, Al Dukes?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
So, late start for the Mets. They were in Los Angeles taking on Clayton Kershaw, and before you sat down, it was essentially a 7-0 game in the second inning. Zach Wheeler, I don't know if you went back and saw any of it. But
I saw it, Jerry.
Zach Wheeler couldn't get anybody out. The first 5 guys get on base. He's got a home run to Bellinger, another home run in the second inning, Turner and Bellinger. Now, to their credit, they do come back from 7-0 down. They get to 8-6, And they would give up more runs, and Jose Reyes strikes out with the bases loaded, and so be it. But, boy, oh, boy, Zach Wheeler got lit up last night.
Yeah, giving up a lot of home runs. Jose Reyes had two home runs, but then strikes out in the big spot.
On a pitch that was in his eyes.
If you're Jose Reyes, Jerry, at the end of that game, do you feel like, I did my part this evening? Because he had two home runs.
He did.
But he did strike out with the bases loaded in a tight spot. See, if I'm him, I'd be like, I did hit two home runs.
Someone else could have helped.
I can't get a hit every at bat.
You're not wrong. The problem is he has been in such a horrendous slump. It's good to break out a little bit, but God, the spot was there for him. And I don't know if you know, Wilmer Flores came up before him. And with the way the ball is jumping out of the ballpark, my God, it looked like he hit not only a home run, it would have been a three-run. I thought it was a three-run homer out of the stadium, and the ball gets caught on the warning track. But I'm with you, Jose Reyes. Not terrible. Bad in a big spot, though.
And I hate watching these former Mets. Like Daniel Murphy, obviously, we can't stand now because he's got like 29 straight games where he has gotten on base against the Mets. And this Justin Turner is another one.
4-for-4, home run, 2 RBI singles, and a walk, oh, by the
way. So annoying.
He's really good. You know, it's funny because I think he's batting .399 now. Now, and I don't think he qualifies for the league leaders because he missed about a month or so. But that having been said, I was listening coming in a little bit, and a couple of callers made reference to Justin Turner and how the Mets screwed that up. The Mets did not screw that up. No one wanted Justin Turner back at the time. He was a nice player. He was not this player. He has gone to Los Angeles, and he has become an average major league ball player that had a couple of good moments to a guy in the middle of a really good lineup that is killing the ball and has now for a few years.
They call that, Jerry, change of scenario.
And it's worked out for him, and good for him, and that's fine. And one other thing, Fernando Salas, I mean, enough. He comes in, the first batter. Again, one of these. Yeah, out of the ballpark, jackass. Come
pointing
on
to the sky.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
And why does this Yankee prospect, this Gleyber Torres, why does he need Tommy John surgery?
A torn ulnar collateral ligament or whatever the hell it's called. Yes.
But that's not in his throwing arm.
It's not.
So let me ask you this. This is a legitimate question. I'm not trying to be stupid. Before Tommy John had his surgery, which I thought was just for your throwing arm, what would they have called this? This guy's not getting surgery, or he is getting
surgery?
Might have
ended his career. Now, non-throwing arm, perhaps not. But for a pitcher, if you would have had this injury before Tommy John surgery, I would imagine it would have ended your career.
Oh.
Because he was the first one, if I have this right, he was the first one to have the, or at least baseball player, to have this surgery and come back and pitch after having it, which is why it's theoretically named after him. But I would think you don't play anymore. How about that?
When I heard it was on his non-throwing arm, I was like, get out there, put a glove on.
I don't know what the effects would be. Maybe he can't hit with it. I don't know. He's got a torn ligament in his elbow.
Maybe he just lays limp, his arm.
I don't think his arm
That's what
limp.
I was concerned about.
I don't think so.
And Jerry, there's a pitcher on the Royals, Peter Moylan's.
Oh, yeah, Peter Moylan, yeah.
They've turned their season around, evidently, they tell me.
They've won eight of nine.
Oh, 8 of 9. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So this story is real then.
Not necessarily.
They're saying they're giving credit to the turnaround to Peter Moylan's espresso machine.
How's that?
Which he has brought into the locker room. And he thinks that the players are into this drink that he makes. He calls it the Sledgiato. So, you know, instead of a macchiato, Jerry.
No kidding, Al.
Sledgiato. It's espresso with chocolate milk. And he put it in his locker, and he started making them for the players. They got a little jacked up, a little extra excitement. They're doing well. As you said, I think you mentioned 8 of 9, Jerry.
Yes.
And they're crediting this espresso machine. Now, Boomer's tried that here. Boomer brought in some sort of
it was good
espresso machine, but
I don't like espresso, so it's hard for me to drink it.
Yeah, this espresso is just like super concentrated coffee, right?
So it's like performance enhancing macchiatos they're having.
Yes. Now listen,
whatever
if you
works.
Put chocolate milk in anything, it tastes good. My guess is it's
not
most,
necessarily. Why don't you try chocolate milk and lemonade? Probably not so good.
That would not be good.
Probably not so good.
But if Boomer would have showed up with his espresso machine here with chocolate milk into the espressos,
now that would be better.
That I might be interested in.
I agree. Because espresso is kind of bitter, and it's
bitter.
Very strong.
Very strong.
My brother loves espresso.
Now, are you supposed to
do
that as a shot or sip it?
I don't know. We were making full cups like it was coffee. I think that was a little bit much.
Oh.
I think. Because isn't espresso, you get that little cup.
Yeah, the little tiny cup.
Like you're,
I think you're supposed
golf.
To. Some people tell me you're supposed to do a shot of it.
Mm.
I've seen other people sip.
Well, and don't you put the Zambuca in the espresso?
I don't know what that is. Zambuca.
Is this, is again, you trying not to sound stupid?
Is that an alcohol, Jerry?
No, Al.
Well, you can't have these
flavored water.
The Royals can't have Zambuca in their espresso.
I didn't say they were putting in their espresso. I said most people that drink espresso put a shot of Zambuca in it.
They've put chocolate milk in it. And then I just learned this over the weekend at a at my niece's graduation party.
Mm.
If you take a regular coffee and instead of putting milk and sugar in it, you put a teaspoon of a hot cocoa mix in its place, also delicious.
It's called the Cafe Mocha, Al.
Oh. I might introduce those here, bring in the espresso
we
machine.
We used to have, it's funny, we used to have a Cafe Mocha machine in Astoria. You remember that? In the back by the vending machines? And when it first was brought into the studio, I think I had about seven of them on one overnight shift and promptly lost it when I got home.
Oh, lost it?
A little bit much. Yes, meaning...
Oh, I see.
Out, gone, see ya, evacuation.
I don't go for these coffees that are made in a machine. Like if you, like you go get your car, your oil change, and they have like a coffee machine in there where you press the... Oh, I want a... you know, you press the various buttons. I'll go Keurig or real coffee.
So in the past, if it wasn't... You would have drank the coffee pot at the
dealership?
Yeah,
coffee pot. Yeah, I would have had a coffee
Why
pot at a car
dealership. Why is that different than...
Because I feel like
better.
In a machine, that's not a real coffee.
What do you think it is?
I need this Peter Moylan's espresso machine. Stat.
Yeah.
Brought here.
Hey, speaking of stat, did you see Amari Stoudemire is open to coming back to the Knicks?
Where is he now?
Why would they want it? He just won a championship in Israel.
Oh, Israel.
So he came back. He's in Miami, or at least was in Miami yesterday. And someone caught up with him. I figure it was the Post of the News had the article and the quotes. So what are you thinking of doing? Well, I guess playing again is one of his retirement's an option. Playing again is an option. He'd like to win an NBA championship, and they brought up the Knicks. And he said, oh, yeah, I'd be open to that.
Oh, I'll come back.
Why would the Knicks be open to that? Yeah, add him with Joakim Noah. That'll be great.
That must be great going from, like, you're in a country where we're the best at basketball, right?
Yeah.
Or pick your sport. Here, we're probably the best at basketball. We could beat any country. And then you're good enough to be in the NBA. Then you go to, like, Israel. You must just dominate.
Well, didn't he own the team, right? Didn't he buy the team or have part ownership in that team and then played as well, and he's a champion now?
It's like, who was that Knicks player who was somewhat trouble here and went over to China? Stephon Marbury.
Yeah, and dominated.
Just dominated.
And he's like, they love him out there.
I need to find something I'm really good at here. And then go to a country that they're not great at it, and then I go as the dominant guy.
Well, that
I don't
might
know
not
what I do.
Happen in this lifetime.
I don't know what I do that would do that, but something like that.
You could be the greatest producer in Cambodia.
Like someone who's a good bowler here should just pick a country where they suck at bowling and go, I'm going to go to, you know, Australia and be the most dominant bowler ever.
This portion brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. We have a lot we haven't gotten to, and we're going to have a few minutes on the other side. Plus, it'll be Craig and Chris Christie at 6 on the Fan.
It's the Boomer and Carton warm-up show with Al and Jerry. It's the shortest show on WFAN.
Welcome back. This portion brought to you by GNC. If you're just waking up, the Dodgers beat the Mets 10-6. Justin Turner and Cody Bellinger are combined 7-for-9, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, and 4 runs scored. Mets lose even though they hit 4 home runs off of Clayton Kershaw. Tonight, Robert Gzelman and Brandon McCarthy. Yankees facing the Angels with Pineda and Parker. Bridwell will have it for you on the Fan. Yankees lead Boston by a half game. Red Sox did lose last night. This portion brought to you by GNC. Now through July 5th, it's GNC's summer savings event. Get hot value starting at $9.99 on your favorite essentials. Vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC. A couple of topics left. Go.
Did you see a video of John Gruden's son?
I did.
Deuce.
Yes, I did.
He's a power lifter.
Strong he
looks
boy.
Like, he looks like John Gruden's head put on a guy who
like
really...
Like a cartoon character.
Yeah, who really works out a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's probably all natural, too.
He said when he was a kid, he used to go to the Bucks training facility, and his father would put him in the squat rack.
At what point do you think kids like that, men like that, look at themselves and say, whoa, I've gone a little too far?
It's a little much.
Never.
With the...
I don't know about that. I mean,
he
it's not...
was very muscular. Yeah, very muscular, this kid. I guess it would probably be, Jerry, when you have to start buying new clothing because you're so muscular, you can't get in them.
Well, you've bought new clothing because you lost 50 pounds. Have you looked in the mirror and said, geez, what have I done to myself?
Yeah, what am I doing here?
Look at those peg legs.
Hmm. And then the Cavaliers, for some reason, got rid of their GM.
Contract problems.
Yeah, and they said LeBron was not consulted.
I know. Well, that's the headline. No one told LeBron about it.
Do you expect to be consulted if there are changes upcoming
no,
at the
I
radio station?
No, I expect the door is going to be locked one day and my card's not going to work. And I'm going to go home.
Jerry, we're considering some moves.
It's your chance to be up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.